And one thing 2020's done is it's made me a lawbreaker. Trump was the first time I actually got my guy into office. So that's a big deal. It was really a godsend for me. I understand that President Obama was a very popular president. I get that. His popularity did not go to me. I felt like my liberties were trampled on and I had no voice. And finally, I got a voice.
Second Amendment is my favorite amendment. Because without that Second Amendment, we have nothing.
When you meet a person who's really strong for the Second Amendment, you're probably also looking at a person who is against the masks. And that's not across the board, but in my case, I've got a community, you know, of people who are like-minded, and that's great.
The people here are standing for America. They're standing for rights and freedom. And if you stand against that, so be it, but we will not be infringed.
And here we are today. There's a mask wearers and non-mask wearers. You see a mask wearer, I think something. Sheeple. Somebody who just listens to the government, and when the government tells them something, they believe it. If this is the new normal, if that's the logic trail we're gonna have, then we've got to allow the American people to manage their own health the way that they wanna do it. And it's hit or miss. I've met just as many old people that'll come up, shake your hand, give you a hug, but then I have my own sister that won't do it. You know, that's tough to see. The idea of America first is like a bad thing. When did that happen? I'm sorry, the whole time I've grown up, America, keep America great was a pretty decent, we might not have termed it that way, but it was something we all believed in. And something happened. And it's a mystery to me, it is. And all this division that we have on a few things, I'll bet you we have more in common than we have that's not in common. When did we start focusing in on the things that we don't have in common? And who benefits from that? Not you. Not me, not them, but the two parties do, okay? I'm sorry, but unless we want to wake up and realize that these two parties are really playing brother against brother and sister against sister and mother against daughter, then we're gonna have a hard couple of years. And mending it, good God, I don't know. I just hope that we can avoid any more bloodshed on anybody's part.